You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City. You're listening
to Kingdom Ministries International with Pastors Freeman and Twan Williams, where we love families, change neighborhoods, and impact communities with the gospel of the kingdom. We are convinced you will hear and see God's love for you as you advance towards your fulfillment with the gospel life's purpose in Christ. I'll be waiting for you. Listen, watch this. I talk about this all the time, but I want to show it to you. Let me show it to these sanctified folks. So they'll know. Woo! This is 18. I'm going to go and start in verse 17. This is God coming down on the earth, preparing to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Got it?
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Verse 17. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing? Since Abraham shall surely become a what? A great and mighty what? Nation. And all of the nations of the earth, does it say world?
No.
Come on, you better hold on. It doesn't say world, it says what? Earth shall be what?
Blessed in him.
Blessed in him. Verse 19, for I have known him. It doesn't say know him, it says known. That's past tense. In other words, we have covenant. Got it? I have known him in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him. That's powerful. He's saying, I have covenant with Abraham. I chose him because covenant. Got it? You were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight because of covenant. God chose you because he expects you to train up your children after you.
Amen.
Your children, if you have jobs and fail at everything and quit, your children will have the same demeanor and attitude you have.
Yes.
Every time challenges come, they will quit. They're looking for you to succeed so they will know what success looks like. Success is not hitting the brick wall, having scratched up nails and quitting. Success is saying, I may not be able to take the wall down with my hands, but I'll come back with something else. It's not acknowledging the wall can't come down. It's acknowledging another method.
Yes.
That's what he's saying. Abraham is going to train up his children to pursue me regardless of what happens in their life.
Amen.
And he's going to be successful. And the blessing is going to ensure it. Your children are looking at you to see what legacy you're leaving them. They're watching you. Are you going to leave me jobs or are you going to leave me corporations?
That's right.
Come on, let's be real. What are you going to leave me? What you're telling me about Emmanuel and a king. You're telling me about how great he is. Is he great in your life? Then show me how great he is. Yes, I know there's a process. But before the end of your journey and before you leave this realm, in case Christ doesn't come, what are you leaving me to go into? Do I not have to labor harder than you because you didn't leave it? What are you doing? Because I have to labor harder. Because even though you have victories, you haven't shown me what victory is yet. You've shown me spurts of it. But where's your company? Where's your books? Where's your influence? Where are you on television? Where are you with your own webpage? Where are you talking to people? Where are you? Show me something that you can leave me that I can go into and become a legacy for us. Or you're just going to tell me to go to college and get a job. I get an education, no problem. But after education, I got to get a job. So why not mom, dad, uncle, cousin, why don't you open your own business so I can make you rich instead of making them rich?
Absolutely.
Oh, I know that wouldn't work too well for you. So you go out and you make all these people wealthy instead of opening up your own businesses and letting your kids come and teaching them what to do and let them make you wealthy and then they know how to handle money.
Yes.
It's different between handling a $1,000 check and a $350 million check. It's a big difference. And when they wire that three children see it, they're like, Dad, you're like, this is just the beginning.
Yes.
Oh, boy. I want to tell you something. That's why the writers said concerning, when they talked about him, they said he's the firstborn from the dead of many brethren. And then this is what he did. And you watch this. This will blow your mind. Every time I read this, I am blown away. Christ was resurrected. He stood there with the disciples even before he went to the mountain to be ascended. He told them, he said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on the earth. He said, therefore, you go. went and took it back. Not only did he give it back to us, the prior passage, he said, understand the great things will you do because I go to the Father. And then he said, I bestowed upon you a kingdom just as my Father bestowed upon me a kingdom. So watch. He gave them authority. Say understanding. Say authority. He gave them a kingdom. Say kingdom. And then he said greater. Say greater. So he gave them greater authority. Original. Greater kingdom. Original. And greater what? Authority. Original. So he said authority. Kingdom and things will you do because I go to the Father. If he did that, where is the evidence in our life? Because we're after that. Where's the evidence? Where's the proof? You're not going to like what I'm going to say, but I love you. Say this with me. Say it after me. Say, I have blamed other people. That's the bottom line. That's exactly why we're at. We've been blaming other people. You can say what you want to say. How, if he gave us all those things, and the writer said, with that, would he not also give you all things that pertain to life and godliness?
Yes.
How would he not withhold from us any good thing? He's given us everything. The reason we're not where we're supposed to be is because we're always blaming other people. That's the bottom line. When you can settle that in your heart, you will sense that lift off you because it is a brainwashed spirit that has been placed on you to set limits in your mind and your heart toward everything you try to do in life.
Oh, yeah.
Go on. 1 Samuel 17. We're almost done. 1 Samuel 17. Are you getting something?
Yes.
Well, a couple of people. I said, are you getting something?
Yes.
You know, I like to talk to you because I want to make sure you're getting this so you can put this into practice. Because after this, we're going to ask God to forgive us for blaming other people. We're going to be free. Enough of blaming other people. Oh, I'm going to get a job. Did you do a resume? No, you're not going to get nothing. Come on, you can say what you want to say. That's the truth. I'm going to get me a new car. What's wrong with the old car? Oh, it's just a year old. Say what you want to say. We're getting greater debt. And you just paid off a year and a half, almost 2 years. Oh, I saw this car. Watch this. That's the thing I like. It's got two what you want speakers. So you going to pay an extra $20,000 for two more speakers. You give me $20,000, I'll get you two speakers. You know, I mean, you have to look at it that way. I'm not trying to be funny. That's what happens. Oh, your cell phone is a year old. You need to upgrade. What does this feature have? This feature has another blue button. We don't know what it does, but your phone doesn't have it. Okay, I'll sign a new contract. No, just lease it. I'll lease it for another 3 years for a blue button, and I don't know what it does. You push the blue button, you must download this app. You download the app, push the blue button, it just turns the face of your phone blue.
Yeah.
So I just spent another $30 a month for a blue phone. Just the face of it to turn blue. Why? Brainwashed. And then guess what? When somebody asked me, oh, that salesperson, he tricked me. No, 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 he didn't.
Right.
No, he didn't. Stop blaming others.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. What did you do, Adam? I ate the fruit. But if you say the salesperson, guess what you're doing? The same thing Adam did. Salesperson can't make you do nothing. Their job is to sell you a product. When you agree and God asks you, what did you do with that money? Don't you dare say the salesperson took it. You tell the truth. I hurled it in the wrong place. And I'm now broke and I need your help. And you'll hear God laugh at you. Oh, you better read Proverbs 1. He said, because you did not listen to my instruction and you did not heed my direction. He said, when your poverty come, I will laugh at you. That's what it says in the manual. Come on. God is not playing. When he tells you not to do something and you do it, why are you blaming other people? I'm going to say this. I hear this. The book he told you to start the outline on that you keep delayed, that's your wealth. The business, the corporation, he told you to find out how to start a corporation so you can know how to make those cakes or cook those pies or whatever you want to do that's in your heart. That's your corporation. That's your business. And the reason you don't do it is because you just keep saying no. You blame God. I need more money. He said, no, you don't. You need more obedience. Oh, boy, I knew that wouldn't go as well. 1 Samuel 17. Thank you for the word, Father. Good word. We need it. We need it. Thank you, owes you. He expects you to train up your children after you. But did you know Abram, when he left Isaac, He thank you gives Isaac a legacy beyond anything you ever see. You know, he was 40 years old his father asked for a wife. Did you know that? He was 40 years old. He was in the field. And I want you to understand something. I said this a little yesterday, but I want you to see something real fast here. When he wouldn't got the wife for him, Abram already told him what everything would happen with the wife and everything, told him what was going to happen. They all encouraged her. They said, hey, matter of fact, it was Isaac. They said, hey, go, get out of here. So they ran, and Isaac was like, okay, no problem. So she went with him. But the thing that was interesting is this. He's in the field when the servant is coming with her. Everything's covered on her except her eyes because she didn't uncover her head. That's another story. That's why Paul later on said, cover your head. So the only thing was shown was her eyes. He's in the field. He's gleaming, doing his thing in the field because he's learning how to take care of the family business before his father dies. Because that's the key. Whenever you're alive and you have wealth and you have things going on, you teach your children to do exactly what you do or greater. Well, how are they going to know how to handle it? You don't wait till you die to give them money. You help them out when you're alive.
Yes.
So they can know how to handle the money and teach them how to spend money and how to do checkbooks, how to go online, pay bills, whatever you need to do. You give them something while you're alive.
Yes.
Count their money.
Amen. Yes.
Because once you said people are stealing from them, you're accountable for that. Camel was big money. It was like a Bentley back then. You had a camel, you had a Bentley. Two humps, you was the man. Two humps, you was the man. Like, that's two humps. That's two humps. Abraham. Eyes. And when he saw her eyes, he deceived her. When you were born into this realm, and we were in the spiritual realm, when God brought you out of him, he put you in his face. The translated word in Hebrew is the word countenance. You saw his eyes. That's why it's important that you understand how the eyes work. When they tell you the eyes are the window to the soul, no. The eyes capture everything and process it. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it be a movie, whether it be porn, whether it be business. So when you write down plans of what you're trying to do, that eyes capture it. Click, 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 take pictures. And what he did was he saw her eyes, and he saw someone that could help him complete his purpose. He took a picture of it. His spirit agreed with it. He said, that's my wife. When you write this stuff down and begin to move forward into your purpose, and you start writing it, I didn't say type it. I said write it. Your eyes take pictures of it. This is heavy. You're going to have to hold on. It click, 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 click. It filters all the way to your soul. Then your soul communicates it to your spirit. Your spirit communicates it to your mind, and your mind communicates it to the vision. And the vision takes a picture. It's like that sign. That message back and says complete. And then it speaks to you from there and says keep going. But as long as you don't write it down and start working toward it, then all you see the vision, but you can't figure out how to do it. Well, it's in your hands. That's why you write. You have to write it down. You have to write. These are the things I'm going to do. These are the things I need to take care of. If you write down 10 things you need to do today and you start it, I guarantee all 10 things will be done. You write it down because you see it completed. That's why you're writing it. That's why the manual was written, because he saw it's completed. You don't keep saying, I'm going to do this. You write it down. This, got to clean this. Got to do that. Got to do this. And before you got all 10 things, and as you do it, you check it off. Take it off. Before you know it, all 10 are done. And you're sitting there going, I did it. And you look up and 3 hours are gone. Or you can sit there and make excuses and blame other people and 12 hours are gone. That's the way it works. So until you write down what you're supposed to be doing on the earth, it's proof you don't know what you're supposed to be doing. Why do you think when you go into a bank to borrow money, they don't ask you for only credit, they ask you for a business plan. They want to see what you see. They want a plan of what you're trying to do, profit margin, who you're going to talk to, what people you're going to market this towards. They want to know everything about the product before they say approved. If you put it together the right way and they can see what you see, approved. They'll give you the money. But if they can't see what you see, denied. That's what the world has been doing. It's been denying your vision and your dreams.